During his State of the County address a month ago, Poloncarz, quote, called on the state to require school districts to share services or merge to reduce expenses. But during a news interview on the issue, according to Mihailu,
the county executive threatened to cut $139 million in education aid if school districts were not forced to consolidate the way he saw fit.
In a written response, the Poloncarz administration says, despite the comptroller's wild accusations, the cost savings plan does not impact students, teachers, classroom aides, or any other school personnel. Mihailu says voters already rejected merging local municipal governments, so he doesn't think they'll go along with merging school districts.
And according to state law, school districts have to create efficiency plans showing ways they're consolidating services to save money. It's got to be 1% of their tax levy from, I believe, the years 2014-2015. And then they have to show 3 years of recurring savings. So school districts are already sharing services to lower their costs. It shouldn't be forced on them to do so.
Poloncarz is planning to release a report on school administrative expenses soon. The administration goes on to say the fact the comptroller is so viciously attacking an unreleased proposal to save taxpayers millions of dollars is illuminating and instructive on many fronts. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.